Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a glorious Monday morning. On the phone right now, I've actually got Gaitha and Kathy. Morning, girls.
Morning.
Well, I say phone. It's this Zoom type thing, isn't it, that we're doing? Always confuses me, girls. Now, you're both from Billericay Town Rotary Club, which is brand new. Is that right?
Yes, it's been in place for just over 2 years. We got our charter in May 2019, so just over a year ago.
And you're both doing this initiative. You've both set this up. How does this come about? You're doing face covering project that started in March this year. Is that right, Gaitha?
That's right. One of our members, Maddie, she started making some Olsen masks for charity. She was raising money for the NSPCC.
Yeah.
And this gave us an idea that we'd make some masks initially with our Rotary Club logo on. So we had some print, had some fabric designed and printed with Billericay clubs, Rotary Billericay clubs on it, and started advertising on Facebook and Nextdoor and Twitter. And suddenly the orders started coming in. And now we're making them in every bit of fabric we can find.
Oh, right. So Gaitha, how did you start? Because sewing isn't the easiest thing in the world, is it, Gaitha?
Well, I have to confess that I'm not a sewer at all. I've been involved really at the back end of this project. Having started marketing by email and on Facebook and by friends and family, we realised that the market was growing. So Kathy's the one that can talk about the sewing.
Okay, so how did you get your head around? Because I've tried this and it goes horribly wrong every time.
Well, we looked online, we looked on YouTube, we found a very good American sewer who demonstrated how to make the masks, and we found a pattern, a free pattern. And gradually people in the club started volunteering. Some of us hadn't sewn for over 40 years. So out came the machines. We had a go, and after several failed attempts, we mostly got it all right. And I've now got 11 people, not just from our club, but wives of members from other Billericay Rotary clubs, and some really prolific sewers. They're sewing probably on average 10 to 15 masks a week.
Oh, wow.
So you have to be careful to call them face coverings, but it's easy to slip into the word mask.
Is that a legal thing, or why do you have to call it face coverings? Because I hear this quite a lot.
Face coverings are what the government is recommending the public wear on public transport, possibly in shops and maybe in other places. And if you look on the government.uk website, you can find information about this. These are very specifically non-clinical coverings, which are generally made of cotton, usually 2 to 3 layers, and they are specifically not the surgical or clinical masks that are being used in hospital. Very particular this is, because at the moment there is still a shortage of PPE, and these should be preserved for people who need them. I think there's one thing that the government has stressed is that the use of face coverings is to stop you, the wearer, giving COVID to other people. They're not deemed to protect you, the wearer, from other people. That's a completely different reason from the hospital or care home situation, where people are wearing masks to protect themselves from patients with COVID. So that's very specific, and this is what the government are recommending, cloth face coverings.
So our face coverings are pretty nice because they've got an inside pocket.
Oh.
And you can slide a filter into the inside pocket, and you can put a cut up coffee filter, put that in there. People are using filters from their Hoover bags. People are also just folding bits of tissue or dried out bits of antibacterial wipes just to put an extra layer in between them and the outside world. So they're quite good from that point of view. They feel that when you put them on, they feel pretty close.
Now, ladies, this is a fantastic positive to come out of such a big negative. So you both of you need a really, really good pat on the back. Now, I know you've made
the whole team.
Yeah, I know you've made 400, but how many of those have you actually sold at the moment?
We've sold over 250.
Wow.
I'm sitting here at my dining room table surrounded by another 100 that need bagging up. We've made around £1,200 profit.
Wow.
From our sale. And we've recently given some money to St Luke's Hospice, £900 to St Luke's Hospice.
Fantastic.
To help them to support patients who can't come into the hospice due to the COVID restrictions.
Fantastic. Well, I know in the beginning it was just for members, but how far afield are you going with these? How far are you sending them?
Well, I've had inquiries from other local Rotary clubs around Essex, but the other day I had an email from Florida, a club in Florida who'd seen it on the Rotary website and asked whether we could make them for them and how much shipping would cost. And I'm waiting for them now to come back to me. But it was quite nice to know it had reached that far afield.
That's fantastic. So is there just the one colour or are you doing multiple colours now?
We're doing multiple colours, multiple designs. We've got them for children, little tiny ones for children. Lots of members have donated fabric. So that would obviously mean much more of a profit than the ones we have printed. We've had a commission from the Rotary Roundtable 41 Club to make some in a design for them. So that material's just arrived and is being cut, and hopefully they'll be with them early next week. So it's a very time-consuming project, but so worthwhile.
It's very, very worthwhile. Now, Gaitha, how much are you actually selling these for?
They're £6 per face covering. Comes in a plastic bag with instructions, so they're individually packaged, as Kathy is demonstrating, explaining what they are and what their use is. So what we're hoping to do is to extend our selling to directly to the public. And our hope is that we will be running two stalls in the very near future. We can give you some details.
Fantastic. Ladies, that is amazing. I've got your email address in front of me. Can people order on billericketownrotary@gmail.com?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
We are having our two stalls we hope to have on Saturday week and Saturday fortnight, specifically Saturday the 20th of June, outside the Co-op at Queen's Park in Billericay from 9:30 to 12:30. And once again on the Saturday the 27th of June, at the back of Waitrose next to their car park, and that will be from 9:30 to 2:30, and we'll be doing direct sales to the public. One important thing to anyone who's listening is that we will not be taking cash, be card payment only for obvious social distancing reasons.
Now, I was just going to ask you that. That was my next question to you. Ladies, that was absolutely fantastic. We're going to put this on the website. I'll put it on there with your email address so people can contact you directly and once again get a recap of where you're going to be so they can meet you. I really do wish you all the best with this, girls. What a fantastic idea.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.